Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Final couple of minutes of JJ After Dark, and for the old overnight crew, myself, Mr. Maestro Harris Allen, our good buddy Mike Fliegelman, it was a winning week. Paul Rosenberg, we got to get off the schneid. Pete Hoffman, Pete, I believe you were 500 last week, correct?
Yeah, I was one for one.
That's right. I hit the Buffalo game. You could thank Cliff Kingsbury for not kicking the extra point, and your Giants actually betrayed you, to be honest with you.
Jerks.
I know. Well, listen, that's one of those like conflicts of interest because Pete's a Giant guy. You picked against him. It's like you're happy your team won, but you want to be right. So, you know, it's always dicey, dicey territory. It's why we try to avoid picking against the Dolphins unless we have to. So it was 3-2 last week. 3 games under for the year. You know we want to get over that 500 mark. That's the goal year after year after year. And it's the weekend before Thanksgiving. So without further ado, the world famous JJ After Dark on Locks of the Week.
And here we go.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here.
What?
Win. Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this! Let's get it. 3-2 last week for yours truly. On the year at 23-26-1. And I guarantee you, I have 2 games I'm debating between. I'm going to get that wrong. So I'm going to go on my gut. Game 1, and this is not the game we're talking about. We're going to save that one for last. Game 1, I like the Philadelphia Eagles. And I'm taking the Philadelphia Eagles plus the 3 against the Cleveland Browns. Here's what I know about Cleveland. They have struggled mightily. From an offensive standpoint, they failed to cover in each of their past 4 games, and they're 0-5 against the number in their 5 games November or later. I don't like what I've seen from Cleveland offensively. I think Philly is in a desperate spot. I think you're going to see that here in this game. Now or never, you might be letting the Giants back into this thing here in the NFC East, and I just get the sense, no Myles Garrett, Philadelphia with Doug Peterson, when you put their backs up against the wall, they normally show up and they show up in a big way. I'm going to take them plus 3. I actually think they're going to win this game outright. Give me the Eagles in game number 1. Game 2, this game to me, the line and the movement of this line tells the story. Green Bay opened as a 2.5-point favorite at Indianapolis. The line is now flipped and Indianapolis is laying 1.5, and that's with 60% of the tickets coming in on Green Bay. Something smells fishy there. Why do I like this game? A couple of reasons. Number one, Indianapolis' defense is playing great. Not good, great. Two, they're 5-1 against the spread in their past six games as a favorite. And Frank Reich having a little bit of success against Matt LaFleur. I like that too. I just get the sense Indianapolis wants to, you know, assert themselves in that hierarchy within the AFC. And this is not a must game for Green Bay with where they currently stand in the NFC North. I think it's a big effort from the Colts. I'm taking them laying the 1.5 in game number two. Game three, let's go to Sunday Night Football. And I know you hear the Raiders theme right now. And normally when I hear this music, it fires me up. And it makes me want to pick the Oakland or the Vegas Raiders. I can't do that here. Because to me, everything about this game screams Kansas City. The Raider defense being in protocols. The Raiders beating the Chiefs the first time around when they were a 10.5-point underdog. Largest upset this season. In the past 20 years, teams that pull off double-digit upsets are 5-9 against the number in the second regular season meeting. That just reeks Kansas City. What do I like more? Andy Reid, 14-7 in his career against the spread, coming off a bye. I think this is a big revenge game. I think this is a big bounce back game, considering Raiders Chiefs first time around. I'll lay the big number here. It's 9, but I think the Chiefs win, and they win by 2 scores. Game 4, Monday Night Football we go, and I love the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is actually the third straight week I've taken the Bucs. I lost taking the Bucs when they played New Orleans. The Bucs were good to me last week against the Carolina Panthers, and I think the Rams are one of those teams. They zig and zag very, very often. The fact that you have the Rams going back to the East Coast, the fact that you have Jared Goff going up against that elite Tampa defense, I think it's problematic. Now, I'm in a situation where I got to lay 4 points. Could end up being a tight game. I think it's 7-10. I think this game is like a 24-17, 27-17 type of game. And I'm going to take the better team here. I'm going to take the more complete team here. I'm obviously taking a better quarterback here. It's Brady over Goff. It's the Bucs over the Rams. I'm laying the 4 points. Now, final game. I was on the fence between two. Do you want me to tell you what those games are? Of course. The Atlanta Falcons and my beloved Miami Dolphins. And everything points me in a Dolphin direction. Everything. Which is why I'm going to stay away from this game. Because I wanted to include them last week. I didn't do it. I didn't have the heart. I am going to go with a team that probably I should never, ever trust. But I keep getting flashbacks to last year with Atlanta and New Orleans. And I got knocked out of that dopey knockout pool thanks to the Atlanta Falcons. I think New Orleans is due for a clunker here. I don't like this move going to Taysom Hill at quarterback. And the Atlanta Falcons have played well. They've played really, really well since they've made the coaching change. Since the coaching change has happened, Atlanta's been a cover machine. And on the road, they've been pretty damn good. 7-1 against the number, 6-2 straight up. I'm getting 3.5 points here. I'm running with it. I'll be rooting like crazy for my Miami Dolphins, but I'm using my better judgment here. I thought about including them. I'm not going to let my heart tell me the story here. I'm going with Atlanta. And I'm taking Atlanta not at 4. I'm taking Atlanta at 3.5. So we welcome in Mike Fliegelman, who had another winning week. 3-2 Fleegs. I'm not letting my heart tell the story here. I hope it's the right decision. We're going to have to wait and see. So what do you got for us here in week 11?
Well, I hope so too, because I got to start out. I was debating between 3 games for the final. And yeah, I'm going with the Falcons plus 3.5 for game 1 for me too. Mostly because I don't trust Taysom Hill. I don't think he's a starting NFL quarterback of that caliber. You mentioned everything about the Falcons, how they've been covering since the coaching change. Last year, I was with you in a different knockout pool. I got burned when they beat the Saints in Week 10. I just think the Falcons are going to keep this game very close, maybe even win it outright, because, again, I do not think, maybe I shouldn't go against Sean Payton this strongly. I haven't seen anything from Taysom Hill to make me think he's a starting NFL QB. I would have stuck with Jameis Winston. Game number two, one of the other two I'm with you on, the Chiefs minus the 9. Everything with the Raiders and the COVID protocols, the fact that it's a bounce-back revenge game for the Chiefs, and everything we've known from Andy Reid coming off a bye the last 20 years. I wish the number was a little smaller, but I'm going to roll with the best offense in the league and take the Chiefs minus 9. Game number three, another one I'm with you on, the Bucks minus 4. I keep picking against the Rams, and I really like this Rams team, but just so happens that a couple weeks I'm drawn to the lines of their opponents. The Bucks are at home. The Rams have looked okay coming east for some games against Philly, against Washington, not so great against Buffalo, and awful against your Dolphins. I'm going to take the Bucks here. I think this could be a 10 to 14 point game, and maybe this is the game where Jared Goff makes a couple of mistakes and those turnovers lead to points against Tampa. Game number four, I'm taking the Patriots minus 2 against the Texans. After their huge win against Baltimore on Sunday, of course, I had the Ravens in that game. Now the Patriots still have their playoff hopes alive. I think Bill Belichick and his team are going to get the job done against a bad, bad Houston Texans team, and they're only laying 2 points, so I'm going to take them. And game number five, another team I was debating between two covering machines that I haven't taken this year, your Dolphins, and then the team I'm going with, that's the Cincinnati Bengals.
So basically what you're telling me right now, Fleeks, you're not including the Dolphins. I'm not including the Dolphins. The Dolphins are giving out a cover this week. That's what you're telling me.
And if you remember in the text last night where Harris gave us his pick, his sixth game that he bumped out at the last minute was the Dolphins. So, yeah, if you're listening to this, because we all left them out, definitely hammer the Dolphins minus 3.5. For game number five for me, though, I'm going rolling with Joe Burrow and the Bengals. I'm not too concerned for their struggles against the Steelers last week. They've looked really good, or at least okay, and covered against teams that aren't the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Washington football team is not in the same class as those two teams. So I'll take the Bengals plus 1.5, and I'm probably going to throw something on them on the money line.
Well, Fleeks, we'll ride together on three of these. Good stuff, amigo. We will chat next week, okay?
Let's get another winning week.
I like the sound of that. Paul Rosenberg, you need a winning week. How are you, good sir? Let's rock and roll.
Let's rock and roll, boys. I am with you guys on one game each. JJ, I'm with you on the Eagles plus the 3. I think the Browns are not that good. Only team in the NFL to have a winning record despite a negative point differential. That's 28 and a big bounce back game for them. So I like the Eagles plus the 3. I also am with Mike with the Bengals plus the 1.5. Not concerned about last week at all. The Washington football team just isn't good, as Mike said. And I'm going to trust Joey covers. It's game two. Game three, I don't want to do this. But Dallas is just so, so bad that I'm trusting the Vikings minus the 7. And maybe it was last Monday night, Cousins and Cook and Justin Jefferson, and they all looked really good. But Dallas's defense is so, so bad that I just can't see a path for Dallas to win. So I like the Vikings minus the 7. Of course, two props. The first prop is going to be Jake Luton, under 226.5 passing yards. You can get that minus 110, minus 115. Outside of his first 73-yard touchdown pass to DJ Chark, he has thrown for 400 yards on 72 passes in two games, 5.5 yards per pass attempt. That ranks him in the bottom of the league next to who? Mr. Sam Darnold. Steelers are number 3 DVOA passing defense, so I like under 226. And the other prop, Deshaun Watson, over 280.5 passing yards. I just missed my Deshaun Watson prop, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, by 2 yards. I'm rolling with them again. Gilmore, questionable. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. Maybe Texans coming from behind. I like them throwing the ball a lot. So Luton under 226.5. Deshaun Watson over 280.5. Vikings minus 7. Eagles plus 3. Bengals plus 1.5.
Good stuff, Paul Rosenberg. Peter Hoffman, 1-1 last week, and you can't pick against your New York Giants. So, I mean, I would do that every week if you guarantee me the Dolphins were going to win and cover, but the floor is yours. What do you got?
Well, I'm going to agree with everybody here. Bucks definitely with the minus 4, definitely taking them. I think it's going to be a blowout. I feel it could be a close game with that Rams team, but you just never know. And I think, again, the fact that they're traveling East Coast, I think Bucks is going to they're going to have an easy day. I'm going with two other games that are just high points. One, when it comes down to the Jets, They're terrible. They're going to lose by 10 no matter what. So I'm going to take the minus 9.5 with the Chargers. Easy game. There's no the Jets are not going to show up in most games. They're not showing up on the West Coast. It's just not happening. So that's an easy Chargers, 9.5. And then this is going to shock you. And that's fine. You could tell me as much as you want, Paul Rosenberg, about Luton's poor passing totals. That means it's going to rely heavily on James Robinson. And he's going to have a decent enough day to keep the Jaguars close enough to get me that plus 12.5. That's why I'm going to take it. It's a risky pick. They're not winning the game, but they're gonna make it semi-close to lose by less than 10.5.
Let's see if it's going to be a 2-0 week for you, Mr. Hoffman. And for our leader in the clubhouse, the great retired Harris Allen. He's got the Patriots laying 2, the Titans plus 5.5, the Jets plus 9.5. He is heads up with me on Green Bay, and he is rolling with me in Fleegs on the Kansas City Chiefs. So there you have it. That is the Week 11 edition of the Unlocks of the Week. I can't believe we are 11 weeks into this NFL season. I just hope we find a way to get through. And that's the show. Terrific, terrific job by everybody involved. I want to thank my guys on the other side. Hoff, Rosie, great job out of them. Calls, terrific. 4 hours loaded across the board. Can't thank you enough. And our guests, Football Friday guests, always terrific. Brian Baldinger, Jason Katz, Jared Smith. On the Odds On Show, we had Brandon Lang. We want to thank him, too. And I hope everybody has a very enjoyable and a very safe weekend. You got Bob Uecker coming up at 11 o'clock with the top of the hour update. And then it'll be the schmooze, Stevie Summers, for the next couple hours. Enjoy all the football. Enjoy this weekend before Thanksgiving. We will chat Monday at 7 o'clock. JJ out. Be good, everybody.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.